Only the other half of the equation, which is creating as much force downward with both arms and upper body as you can when impacting the ball while keeping your head up as to maintain eye contact. These are the 6 serve training exercises you will be doing. Number 1, tennis ball throw. Number 2, serve accelerations. Number 3, squat jumps. Number 4, medicine ball throws. Number 5, band triangle. Number 6, complete serves. Tennis ball throws should be done with a relaxed motion, just like a baseball pitcher's throw. Start with your weight on your back foot and finish with your weight on your front foot. Try to make sure your elbow is bent, as a straight arm throw will only injure your shoulder. Use your left arm to help you turn faster by turning it to the left as you throw. You will be implementing a similar left arm pull when you serve, but it will be from a vertical angle downwards as you begin impact on the ball. Serve accelerations are the backbone of these series of exercises, so make sure to do them properly. Using serve accelerations as part of your pre-serve warm-up is very effective and will reduce shoulder, elbow, and wrist injuries. Serve accelerations are service swings you perform without the use of a tennis ball, which means you are actually swinging at the air and creating a swooshing sound when you start going faster. The friction between your racket and the air creates this whistling sound. Prepare just like a normal serve. Include your jump and follow through. Finish by stepping or landing in front of the baseline. Always finish in front of the baseline. No jumping backwards. If you jump backwards, you will never learn to use your body weight to increase serve velocity. Squat jumps are very simple exercises that can be done on court, but it's better if you do them on grass or a softer surface to minimize knee impact. Also, have comfortable shoes that will absorb as much of the impact as possible, since you will be performing many jumps. Bend your knees with your legs apart and your hips and glutes downwards toward the ground without letting your knees go forward, just like sitting on a chair. Going forward with your knees causes unnecessary strain on your knees, and keeping your knees together will hurt joints and ligaments, so stay away from these two things. Use your arms to propel you upwards as you jump into the air. When landing on the ground, bring your feet together to reduce impact every time you perform this exercise. As you repeat the squat jumps every week, you should be jumping higher off the ground, and this will equate to a lot more momentum towards your arm. The additional strength in your legs will help not only improve your acceleration, but also will give you a higher point of impact, which will help you get more serves in. Medicine ball throws need to be performed with a ball that is acceptable to your strength level. Do not use a medicine ball over 20 pounds, as it will only make your serve slower instead of faster. Try different balls and see which one is comfortable for you. Choose one based on the amount of repetitions that you see in the training chart that you can complete with proper technique. Good form is everything. You want to strengthen the right muscles every time you exercise. You should start with the ball behind your head and elbows bent. Bend your knees and throw the ball straight down so that it bounces back up to your shoulder level. Catch the ball and repeat as many times as the chart requires. Band triangle training is advanced and needs to be done properly to gain maximum results. Start by getting down on your right knee if you are right-handed, and the opposite for left-handed players. Next, place the band around a sturdy object such as a fence, tree, net post, or other. Take the band with your right hand and bend your elbow as to complete a pushing and pulling motion with your right arm, just like you would do when you do a serve. At the same time, pull your left elbow down towards your left ribs as to feel them contract, and then simply go back to the same starting position, which should not have any resistance on your right or left hand, and then repeat as required by the training chart. Find a band that is right for you. A complete serve requires you to perform as many serves as stated by the training chart.